This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You now said correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Richard Allen Miller today, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And you're listening to Sonny Skidmore's favorite national broadcast on KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. You know, I need to do some quick credits. Scott David, thank you for the music. Grace, Julie says hi, and we miss you. And Ed Marvini, thank you for helping me get those uploads going. Joey, as always, just the weird shit he sends me every day. No wonder I'm so grumpy all the time nowadays.
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to the team and in about a month, because I'm still recovering.
And, oh, and Janet Randall, but, forgot to say something. Yeah. Thank you, Janet, for sending me that menu. Menu from the past.
Yeah, I got a copy of that as well. Rick, I've noticed that that we have puddles here when it rains, and we've had a lot of rain. And I've noticed that there are these algae blooms in the puddles. And I've noticed that, you know, like a dip in the driveway where water just collects. It's a stone driveway, so it's not paved. It's just crushed limestone. And water will sit there, and then the algae will develop and start growing. And you'll see bubbles, and there's biological activity in the puddles. There's this thick green mat of algae on the ponds surrounding our farm, and the fish are dying. And Rick, I'm thinking it's got to be coming from the sky, because we've had puddles, you know, in the 1970s we've had puddles, and they didn't have algae growing in them, and you didn't see bubbles like fermentation in these puddles. We even have these large, oh, let's say 5-gallon buckets with soil in them, and we pulled out the plants that were growing in them because they're out of season, and so the buckets have dirt in them. They fill up with some water, and then now they're starting to ferment and bubble. What I'm saying is, I don't think this is normal. I'm seeing more mold, more algae, more. How do you explain a puddle having biological activity, and how does that happen when there's not material for life to exist?
Well, like the Great Lakes that are experiencing the algae because of the global warming, the temperatures on Earth have changed massively across the various continents. That's most likely due to a pole shift, a literal pole shift, not a magnetic one, a literal pole shift, and the fact that the orbit of Earth is changing. Why is the orbit of Earth changing? It's right now 3 degrees from where it was, and if it continues, we will experience an orbit that will include Venus and Mars, which is 100 below Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit on Mars and 240 on Earth. That means that water will boil in some places, like Yellowstone. Now, it's happening right now. The Earth is going through some changes. It does this periodically because of some variables that we are either not aware of or are being just not given disclosure. I think there are people that do know because they're certainly acting very strange around people like me that are trying to vet what might possibly be the cause. There is no question that it's an outside influence because the only thing that really affects the Earth is our sun. Man can, you know, do global warming and things, but it is a pittance in comparison to what the sun will do. And the sun is doing it. And if you watch Suspicious Observers or Space Weather or any of the other resources that are available to us, it's all very, very clean and straightforward. We are going through orbital changes. We have a pole shift. And shortly there will be continental changes, including Yellowstone. So it's something to be aware of. It's happening, and it can or not necessarily be an opportunity. My approach, I've been writing on time travel and now have a physics description of what happens at the moment of and just after the moment of death. And I can tell you what physics says is happening. Doesn't mean it's right, but it's a physics explanation of what happens at that moment. And it seemingly is consistent with Kubler-Ross and the woman I studied with, and then people I've spent time with in the jungles, like Ibn Alexander and others, on the proof of heaven. I know that I don't know. I am a physicist trying to figure it out from that point of view, which makes my goal doubly hard because I'm actually literally becoming enlightened. I don't know how to explain that other than I feel the wonder of something. And we have an opportunity in front of us. People like Zen Gardner are very clear about this and the possibilities. What it all means, I'm not certain yet. That's my goal, is to determine what's going on in terms of global temperatures. Just in recent days, I've posted on Facebook the terrible things that happened in Baltimore and other things like that, where they got a month's rain in 1 hour, and people died. This is going to be happening more and more frequently because of the pole shift and the orbital change that we're currently enjoying. And we may very soon begin to see very strange weather. And if you don't think that's going to affect business and money and the banking systems and all the other infrastructures, I'm not as concerned about NRAPs anymore and the military. Hillary Clinton is the thing that I don't get. I did an interview with Melbourne yesterday, and they wanted to know what's going on in the United States, and I just ran it down the way I see it. Our country has been hijacked by a bunch of criminals and or egomaniacs, and they're all creepy people that may or not even be human. I don't know. What I do know is this is, we should have a choice of candidates, not voting for somebody because we don't want somebody else in. That's crazy. And the Republican and Democratic parties are in shambles. My girlfriend just said wave goodbye. I don't know anybody that supports either Clinton or Trump. Now, if that's the case, how does that work that those are our candidate choices? And on a local level, I'm noticing that my girlfriend just bought a new home and has taxes for the jail that was not approved in a recent vote, yet it's on her bill. is at work. It's a bunch of judicial system is in shambles. It's not a judicial system as anything I know anymore. The people in charge of downtown Grants Pass are criminals. I don't get it. I don't understand how this could be happening, and I'm saying so to the world. It's time that everybody realizes this is no longer the country that we supported, and it's no longer the America that I believed in years and years ago when I was military. It's just, it's all wrong. And
no question.
And nobody else is actually coming out and saying it in so many words except conspiracists. Have you noticed how many more there are of us now and now? Everybody's noticing, but, oh, I'm going to vote for Trump because I don't want Clinton in. Why would you have to vote against somebody?
Rick, it's been like that for a long time. It's been a long time that we have had that. I remember in Virginia when they had the electronic voting machines back in the, late 90s. I remember standing in line, and the voting machines were ahead of us, maybe like 20, 30 feet in a gymnasium, kind of a room. And I remember standing there, and it was my turn, and I huffed and I puffed, literally. I made a big scene of it, and I held my nose. And I, you know, took a deep breath, held my nose, and I ran over to the voting machine. And when I came back, I exhaled, and I said, well, that really stinks. That really stinks. We have to vote for the evil of two lessers. That's what we have to do. Rick, we've got Al in Missouri. Welcome, Al. You're on with Rick Miller.
Good morning, fellas.
I need more volume.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah,
can you speak up a little bit, Al, please?
Dr. Miller,
I can't hear him, Vincent.
Al, speak up a little bit more, please.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to ask about shungite.
Shungites, yes. Oh, you want to know about it? Well, it's I've written a paper on that. It was published in Nexus magazine. Shungite is a special form of carbon that exists in nature and is, in its structure, possibly as much as 100 times stronger than diamond. They're going to be making the space elevator out of this substance. It's found in nature. In Russia, it's called shungite. It's basically 60 carbon atoms that bond together and form a ball, or what's known as a buckyball. There's another form at 120 molecules. It takes a specific amount, and then you have a special kind of a bond that forms in a ball.
Rick, hold that thought. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're talking about shungites, and the term was originally used in 1879 to describe a mineraloid with more than 98% carbon. Al's with us in Missouri, and Rick, please continue.
Well, when you, this buckyball, the carbon atom is 1.4 nanometers apart from each other, which allows a space between the bonding to allow a single molecule of water to be placed inside that ball. When it is exclusion zone water, H3O2, it forms a type of super, what do you call it, the bioremediates, what is the word I'm looking for now? It's a type of, I'm losing the word. I can't find the word. It's right there and I can't find it. It's a type of, it'll attach because of the electrostatic fields that it sets. It will attach itself as an antioxidant. That's what I'm looking for. It's an antioxidant and it forms long nanotubes that, wrap themselves around toxins. And so to use the shungite as a filtering process in your body is exceptional, beyond anything that we've really ever known. Now, filtering water using a Berkey or a Brita is approximately the same, but putting it inside your body to filter the water that's inside your body does even more. What they discovered was that instead of using exclusion zone water, if you put deuterium inside inside that molecule. Now you had a what we call a cold fusion neutron bomb. It was a neutron fullerene fusion bomb and can be ignited using Lockheed's new teleportation laser that requires no encryption. And the strength of the bond was able to contain the explosion inside, which means that you now had a bomb that had the precision of 1.4 nanometers. That's unbelievable. And there is high likelihood that this weapon has been deployed in numerous places, including Gaza and Golan Heights. It is possibly a precursor one that was used at 9/11 when the melting of steel beams were observed on Building 7. Buildings like that, you know, steel doesn't vaporize except in the presence of a plasma. And so this could be as a nanocarbon fiber put inside bicycles, inside aircraft, and then ignited, leaving no forensics. Now, that's the weapon of choice being used now because it is a tactical nuke. And it's a neutron bomb, which means that the explosion only destroys certain kinds of things and not other things, leaving the assets behind. I don't know what's really going on because I'm out of those loops and I'm an outsider looking in and connecting dots as best as I can. I make mistakes and I don't know what I'm doing, and I certainly don't have enough disclosure. But if you're to drink fullerene waters, that's what you're talking about, shungites, that is possibly how you're going to get rid of this crappy stuff that's in our atmosphere that Vincent's concerned about. Now, interestingly, in Grants Pass, we have not had any geoengineering presence in possibly a week. And yet, I'm waking up with terrible pain in my jaw because of snoring and dehydration. So they may now have a new way of deploying nanofibers into the atmosphere that you can't see by aircraft flying overhead or not. I don't know. What I do know is I'm waking up dehydrated. I'm looking at all the trees around me, and every single tree is experiencing some form of dehydration of sorts. The algae that Vincent is talking about is now flooding the Great Lake region and our oceans and killing fish and interfering with fishing and water trade.
Hold that thought, Rick. Al, did you want to hold?
I'll hold, yes, please.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Al, in Missouri, is on the line, and he asked about this carbon material called shungite. And, Rick, it's been used since the early 18th century as a medical treatment. And so you're absolutely right. Please continue, Rick.
Well, I don't know where else to go with this, except that it is a double-edged sword. And what it is a new form of carbon that will normally bond with itself and form flat sheets of carbon. And now we have a nanofiber that is literally made from pure carbon that is stronger by 100 times that of diamond. Now, I don't think this is, in fact, the same material I discovered or examined as an artifact at the University of Chicago in 1977. I don't know that. However, what I do know is it is very similar. It is not acting like an electrophoresis, so this is a natural form of carbon. My guess is that this will lead us to technologies where we will have a series of periodic charts, plural, that are like holograms, one increasing in information going from one to another. We already have that on various phases of water and their different forms of it. Now we're discovering it with carbon. And so I'm going to guess it's with all elements, like silver. Silver acts differently when it's in monoatomic form to be distinguished from colloidal form. And I'm going to guess that our technologies are going to suggest that instead of having a periodic chart, we have a number of periodic charts, plural. Mendeleev. And I'm not knowledgeable enough in this area yet, but I am beginning to understand that when water or silver is in certain forms, it behaves quite differently than in other forms. And this is the same thing with carbon.
Now, little pieces of this shungite.
I can't hear you at all.
Little pieces of shungite, do they
add? You're going to have to repeat that to Vincent,
right,
and then have
Al,
him.
Al, say it. Can you try speaking up a little bit, Al?
It isn't him. He's so very down there that there's no way I'm going to be able to hear it, even if he yells.
Okay.
Okay. Try it again, Al.
Shungite, little pieces of it, can they attenuate? They attenuate RF energy and make it spin positively. I don't want to make a bomb. I want to use shungite
visually. I'm going to say that using shungite will probably help bioremediate the aluminum, barium, and possibly lithium out of your body. Yes, I currently use modafinil, which is an extract from brown algae. I also use curcumin 95, which has turmeric, and that's been helping me. But I have to tell you, everybody here is getting sick because of what's going on in the atmosphere, and I am noticing the chemtrail cough that Vincent had last month in present in a lot of people. It seems to be genome specific, and so I don't understand that part yet.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you so much, Al.
I have thank that article. So if you will send me an email, I'd be honored, any of you that are listening would like to see the article in Nexus Magazine. By the way, I think Nexus, I'm going to be at their next conference delivering the non-local mind. And I have made a breakthrough in some of that area, and I'm right down to the second to the last chapter. The last chapter will be on cold fusion, titled Rock the Casimir or Adventures in Time Travel. And that is where we are about to go with Nibiru. Nibiru can be metaphorically seen as right and left brain in our solar system. We're a binary, as most star systems are. And most likely, the reason the infrared signature on brown dwarf is because it has possibly an artifact around it called the Dyson sphere. A Dyson sphere is a elaborated concept of shungite surrounding the sun. In other words, it's using the sun as a total source of energy and as a closed system in a cavitation ball.
That was a great question. Anything else you'd like to ask Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
I want to thank you both for your time and your help and your information.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Beware. When you buy your shungite, you know, there are lots of sources selling it. make sure it, by keeping a diary, because you will know if it's right, because it will absolutely have effects on your body that you cannot miss.
CosmicReality.net has much info, and I'm doing lots of homework, and I will be buyer beware when I do buy.
Okay, good for you, and keep me informed of what you discover. Thank you.
Yes, thank you to both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Al. Great call, Rick. Great call. I'm so glad he was in class today.
Well, it's opening doors to a variety of new things that are about to happen. And we are, in a metaphorically sense, at the end of days because we believe we are. Imagination is reality. It's not my physics. My physics is arbitrary. In fact, it might be, to some people, considered a detriment because it's not any more real than anything else is. Art is another form. There are many different forms to try to come toward yourself. And that's essentially where I'm coming from, trying to discover who I am and, you know, what I can do as part of a contribution to the greatness of man. We are blessed, and literally I am very, very lucky for the friends and the trust and the other kinds of things that I seem to be garnering now. And it's just been incredible. Thank you. And I'll try to do the best I can in understanding what I understand within myself. And then good luck in the metaphor of me trying to explain it to you. But basically, carbon has a structure to it that will allow it to bond to itself. It's one of the few that does that. And as such, it forms flat plates of mono, you know, one molecule thick. There it is, going across the board in carbon. Atom thick, excuse me. And when carbon bonds with itself, in certain situations, the geometry will allow it to form a ball. And when it forms that ball, that is what Buckminster Fuller discovered. That is a book that I have right now preparing for press called the Marshall Papers and the work I did with Buckminster Fuller. That translation of Marshall's work led to the vector equilibrium matrix. It is a specific design where there are three points forming a triangle, and the center of that is an anomaly. It can't exist. And that's what the mathematics show or develop out of that. This will later be used in what we call an open system, allowing the concept of cold fusion, where we have as much energy in a single point as we choose to, because it is a multiverse with most of the universes collapsed down into singularities. And basically, it'll be a form of not string theory, but it'll come out as a knot theory, K-N-O-T, the way you tie certain kinds of knots and the behavior that they exhibit.
Class, if you'd like to call in and ask your questions of Dr. Richard Allen Miller, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933.
By the way, just for the record, I'm now being in touch with real scientists, and it's a pleasure because there is a tremendous amount of exchange going on in what we understand going on in this universe right now. And it's leading me toward some very exciting conclusions, like what death is and what it is not. When my little girl died in my arms, I had no idea how to respond to her. She was frightened and wanted to know what was going to happen. Many of you will be at that moment. Realize that the way I explained it to her is a metaphor of most likely what's going to happen. I said that to Michelle, well, your impatience, you probably are going to be pissed that you woke up before I did. Well, that's what
Mark
you did.
Mark in Missouri.
And died.
Mark, hey, Missouri, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, the Word of God, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Word of God is, it's a mystery, but it says that we're the sons of God and that we were with Jesus before he created the heavens and the earth, and we were beings of light. And
there's something else going on. There's no question that this has got to be the blackest of the black hole compared to the other end, which might be the white hole or Nibiru. You know, your past and your future.
That works.
And that I don't know anybody on this earth that didn't have pre-trauma before memory. That's what made us all neurotic and in this location or point of space-time. You know, cancer is always superseded by anger. And your body, from an imaginal psychology point of view, it would suggest that illnesses are the way your future is trying to communicate to your present in changing your past. So like a cavitation.
Well, I believe that if you change yourself, you'll change the future. But that word Kashmir, that means keeper of secrets, but the other part of that word is called Kashdim. And Kashdim means the star that appeared to the wise men that they follow where Jesus was born.
Well, we were right. Actually, yes, and I'm referring to Casimir effect, which is something that John Hutchinson's others have discussed and now are being studied at MIT as a portion of cavitation processes, where it's a topological point in space that Roger Penrose wrote deeply about in his Mathematical Universe.
Well, I had a question for you. Do you remember the USS Drescher nuclear submarine?
Yes.
Well, that was sunk by the Russians. That was the first casualty of the Russian scalar energetics. The USS Skylark was above trying to do a retrieval with an extraction team of Navy SEALs, but all their power went out, too. And the USS...
Hold that thought. Hold that. Mark, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
Got
your.
Take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Richard Allen Miller's with us, and Mark from Missouri was talking about the USS Thresher. And, class, the Thresher was the fastest nuclear attack submarine of the 1960s, as I remember it. And, Rick, please tell us your thoughts on the Thresher.
Well, I don't know much about that. This was after my time in the military. At the time I was in high school, we had the first nuclear-powered submarine, and today, in 2016, we now have supercavitation, where we have objects in the water that can travel three times the speed of sound. Did you know that we have that technology now?
I just started reading about the supercavitation. I'm trying to understand it. But
what they do is they create a ball of air in front of the torpedo. That's the way the Chinese do it. They create a ball of air in front of the torpedo so that the torpedo is not moving in water. It is moving in air. And the cavitation process is the interface between the one universe and the other, where there is a topological surface, and so the torpedo is falling, not being driven.
Mark, did you have another thought?
And now they're doing that with larger objects. There is some that believed that the Challenger experiment was that they were trying to create a cavitation ball around the Challenger so that it could break orbit quicker. Blew up.
Yeah, I believe that the Russians took out the Challenger with the scalar energetics. They took out two of our space shuttles, but the USS Thresher was the first casualty of Russian scalar energetics in the 1960s.
Yeah, and it's important to realize it wasn't actually Russian. It was actually Czechoslovakian, Czech technology. The Czechs were way above the Americans back in the studies that I was doing. And by the way, for Joey et al., and I sent to you, Vincent, a correction in dates when things started happening. Remote viewing did not happen in the 70s. It happened in the early 80s at SRI with Targ and Putoff. And Targ and Putoff were not at SRI in the 70s. FYI.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in touch.
Well, I'm noticing a lot of misconstruing and statements of when something happened, and I was there. And so, it was Shirley MacLaine out on a limb. It was astral projection until the 80s. Remote viewing is quite dangerous, and if anybody, it's so dangerous that I'm surprised they would even try to use it in military, because it has nothing to do with us. It has something to do with something else, and that consciousness, and the way it's looking at you. And what you're doing is glimpsing little bits of what it sees. And that's what remote viewing is. It's part of PK phenomena, and as such, the observer, not you, is changing you. That's different than soul making, FYI. And if you want, there are people that write about this Kavarainen. Alex Kavarainen is a genius, and he's dead now. Was from Finland, and his student under him, what's his name? It doesn't matter. They are all writing in Emergent Mind Bullet. Now, that's a Russian journal that I participated in with Leon Sidorov, who was originally the editor of that. And you can find that online, Emergent Mind Bullet. That's some of the old stuff, and that will historically put things back in true perspective when things were happening and when they were not. Supercavitation is a brand new discovery that is different than cavitation processes.
Mark, I want to thank you for your call. And after top of the hour news and commercial announcements, I'd like to talk with Rick about technology. And is technology damaging our ability to think and be creative? Apple has sold over a billion iPhones since 2007. A billion iPhones. And you see people walking around everywhere with them. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements on top of the hour news. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.